You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister is back on home soil and hoping to acquire new territory in Aston, with the by-election for the marginal Melbourne seat just 2 weeks away.
Well, thanks very much, Mary, and it's great to be back here in Aston with Mary Doyle, our fantastic Labor candidate for the by-election. Not a newcomer. She was the candidate who ran last time and she's kept running ever since.
But while Anthony Albanese was enjoying AUKUS fanfare in San Diego and drinking to regional stability in Fiji, Labor great Paul Keating was launching a ballistic attack on the historic submarine deal.
At the Kabuki show in San Diego a day or so ago, there's three leaders standing there. Only one is paying. Our bloke, Albo.
Mr Albanese was direct in his response.
Paul Keating is a big guy. He's entitled to put his opinion. I think on those issues he's wrong. I'm acting in the national interest.
The former Prime Minister openly questioning the competence of Australia's Defence and Foreign Affairs Ministers.
We're not using diplomacy. I mean, let me just make this point. Running around the Pacific Islands with a lei around your neck handing out money, which is what Penny does, is not foreign policy.
Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong hit back, describing the comments as outdated.
Paul Keating has his views, but in substance and in tone, they belong to another time. We don't face the region of 30 years ago.
Defence Minister Richard Marles says the safety of the Pacific is AUKUS's main focus.
What we are doing is understanding that Australia's national security lies in the collective security of our region. And it lies in the maintenance of the global rules-based order.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton was unwavering in his bipartisan support for AUKUS, but says Mr Keating's comments show division within the Labor Party.
It's actually quite sad in a way, and I think Mr Albanese should be providing a response or at least calling Mr Keating out for his treatment, particularly of the female journalist yesterday.
Adding to the controversy, Mr Keating also claimed the French government had made Australia a new offer to deliver nuclear-powered submarines by the mid-2030s, claims the Prime Minister has neither confirmed or denied.
Well, what we do is we engage diplomatically with our friends and neighbours. We don't go out, and you haven't seen text messages leaked from this Prime Minister or private discussions leaked.
With the submarine deal done, the spotlight is now shining on how it's executed. Sarah Tomevska, SBS News.